And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Today's show, you're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath and I'll be here for the next hour playing various kinds of mantra based music, kirtan, that kind of thing. You may be able to hear that my voice is a little bit different today. It's because I'm getting over the cold, so hopefully you're going to be able to still hear me loud and clear. First track is going to be a remix of Guru Nanak Singh's Dukh Pahar, remixed by the Desert Dwellers. And this is from a compilation of songs that were put out on a CD called Kundalini Remix. And there's a story behind what you're going to hear chanted in this track, but we'll get into that after the fact. I hope you're doing good. He is Dukh Pahar, remixed by the Desert Dwellers, and originally performed by Guru Nanak Singh. Listen to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Ram Das Guru Ram Das Ding ding back at me.
go back. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The last track that we heard was Baramji and Mashdi from their recent release entitled Divane. Track was called Caravan. Baramji, originally of born in Persia, and traveling extensively, coming into contact with different people, learning different forms throughout his life, and working with people later on, such as Mashdi, who was originally from Norway, I believe. The two of them have released three albums together. Before that, so Baramji working mostly with Sufi chants, or chants from that area of the world, in that particular tradition. The first track we heard of the show before that was a remix by the Desert Dwellers of Guru Nam Singh's Dukh Pahar. The full mantra that you heard in here, Dukh Pahar Sukh Ga Lajai, and this is in Gurmukhi language, originally enunciated by Guru Nanak, who was the founder of the Sikh tradition. From the translations, there's two words in there. Dukh can be thought of as unhappiness or pain or unpleasantness. Sukh is the opposite, it's peacefulness, happiness, goodness, those types of things. So Dukh Paha Sukh Ga Lejai. Translation: thus comes relief from pain, and happiness or peace comes to dwell within. So this mantra is used as to transform anger and unhappiness into peace, peacefulness, and joy. Very simple seven word chant coming from the Sikh tradition. I'm going to play a public service announcement right now, and then we'll be back with the beginning of the next set.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
So we're going to kick things off with the next set of music. We've got some good stuff coming up in this one. We're going to start things with a remix by Krishnan of from a release which is simply entitled Banger Remixes, and remixing a lot of different Sikh singers, kirtaniyas, chanters in different styles, sort of with a Bhangra kind of flavor. This track is entitled Mar, and referring to the Divine Mother or the Divine Feminine. In this set as well, you're going to hear from some new stuff from Temple Step Project, who are really putting out some interesting things as of late, some great music. Also Charita Sinha, a beautiful piece from her, and Sylvia, the very talented Sylvia Nakash, and Christopher Eichmann And also some other things we're going to squeeze in there in the next set, which will be about half an hour long or just a little bit less. First though, Krishna remixing Mar from the release Vanga Remixes. We'll be back in a little while to let you know what's being played and give you a bit of an idea of some of the meaning of the songs. Hope you're doing good. You listen to Mantra on CATR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
choose medicine for all the plants and animals. It's that goodness, deliciousness, gift of the best. Caress on the flesh, so pure and so fresh, like taking a breath of vital oxygen and hydrogen in combination. A prayer for hydration in every generation. Water is life, life is a flood, the wet in our blood, warm in the womb. Liquid lullaby love comes from above, stores in the mud, rivers, streams, and oceans. 90% of every yarn I wanna be in. Drinking and drowning, dowsing and downpours, irrigating and housing the plants and biggest mammals. Pray for the whales and the wells and the well health of Mother Earth's true wealth. So water yourself, cause water is self. Water pure and free. Water so pure and free. Water pure and free. Giving us everything we need. Hey, hey, you know I'm not here, you're not here. It's that rain song, raining down, blessing the ground. Thank you, Grandpa, for watering stars, singing it loud. Feeling so proud to have you inside this body's molecules. Medicine for all the plants and animals. It's that freshness, lubricating wetness, liquid and iridescent. The planet's pure medicine, vegetation, flotation, a powerful agent. H2O equation, building creation and holding vibration. Amazing, native bodies cannot live without it. Malleable magic, memory magnet, massive and passive. So pray about it, ask for remedies and energy. Water be pure and free for eternity. Learning to be more like a stream, fire to steam, creating this dream. Fluidity, you know this so holy, hydro power harmonic. Lift up your cup before you drink it up, and giving thanks for this liquid lullaby love. Water pure and free. Water so pure and free. Water pure and free. Giving us everything we need.
Kata yang tas jamam nityam. Possiamo ficiare amanti già. Possiamo ficiare amanti già.
Satisfaction and bliss, enlightening one another, conversing about me. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give to them the understanding by which they can come to me. Out of compassion for them, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance.
Thank you.
We're back. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And we just heard from that set. Last track was David Newman, remixed by Krishna Venkatesh, and track entitled Ancient Spirals Shiva. The mix entitled Solemnity Shadows by Krishna Venkatesh. And that's from a release entitled Re-Bliss or Stars Revisited. Tracks from David Newman, aka Durga Das, his release Stars. Just some reworkings done by Krishna Venkatesh. Before that, we heard from Sadhunada and Heart of the Gita from his release Tandava, I believe. Let me just double check on that. Yeah, it's from Tandava, which was put out this year. He's a very prolific guy. Wandering, traveling musician, kirtan leader, gypsy, and does a lot of recording. He's put out many albums in the past couple of years. And the verses that he was chanting in that track were from the Bhagavad Gita, and specifically from the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. There's four verses in there which are considered to be very important, that begin with Aham Savasya Prabhavo Mata Savam Pavatate. And he actually gave translations for those verses in the song itself. Basically, it is the Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna. So in those verses, Krishna is talking about how all things material, spiritual, everything is emanating from him, the divine source, and that those who are conscious of that devote their lives to that process of connecting, or acting within that connection, which is known as seva, or divine service, selfless service. And also something else that is described in those verses is that the community of such spiritualists connecting with one another and conversing and enlightening one another and enjoying that that community connection, and also the process of revelation, in that one has that divine connection, Krishna is explaining that all enlightenment comes through that connection, and therefore increasing that that contact and moving closer even more so to a spiritual goal, and that any thing that may conflict with that or come in the way or cloud that view is also destroyed through that process. So in those four verses that Sadhunada was recited, all of those things are explained. It's considered to be an important part of the Bhagavad Gita by many. Prior to that, for those of you that don't know, the Bhagavad Gita being a book from ancient India, a highly revered series of texts or conversation or words spoken by Krishna. And prior to that, we heard from Chances Are Good from New Mexico with Yanawana, and talking about in that verse some First Nations chants talking and some poetry talking about water and the value of water and water being the essence of life. It's interesting in terms of the the Vedic concept. There's in the Rig Veda, there's some information on water that is I knew about from before, but I actually remembered upon hearing that song by Chances Are Good last night. So he's from the part of the Rig Veda, which is another part of the Vedic Sanskrit texts. It says, "Oh, water, source of happiness, pray give us vigor so that we may contemplate the great delight you, like loving mothers, are, who long to give to children dear. Give us of your propitious sap. On your behalf we desire, O waters, to assist the one to whose house you send us, you of our life and being the source. These waters be to us for drink. Divine are they for aid and joy. May they impart to us health and strength. You, waters, who rule over precious things and have supreme control of men, we beg you, give us healing balm. Within the waters, Soma has told me, remedies exist of every sort, and Agni, who brings pleasure, brings blessings to all. O waters, stored with healing balm, through which my body safe will be, come that I long may see the sun. Whatever sin is found in me, whatever wrong I may have done, if I have lied or falsely sworn, waters, remove it far from me. Now I have come to seek the waters, now we merge, mingling with the sap. Come to me, Agni, rich in milk, come and endow me with your splendor." So that's from the Rig Veda, translated. Just talking about some prayers towards water, probably one of the most famous bodies of water. In terms of its spiritual significance, would be the Ganges or Mother Ganga, and but there are many around the world, and many bodies of water that are worshipped and considered to be holy or cleansing or things of that nature. Prior to that, actually, we ran out of music there in the background, didn't we? Let's remedy that. Ooh, some sounds of water, that's very appropriate. Prior to that, in that set, we heard from... kicking things off. Let's see if I can get my memory in gear. We started things off with... Oh, right, the Krishnan remixing Mar. The track Mar from the release Bhangra remix. And that was about it for that set, I believe. I'm going to play a couple of public service announcements, and then we'll be back with the closing track for the show. Hope you're doing good. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Beating Hearts, a fundraiser supporting grassroots development work in rural Ghana, is on this Sunday, March 17th at the Unza Club. Featuring traditional Ghanaian drum and dance ensemble, Adanu Hobobo, as well as sets from world music outfits, the Rio Samea Band, Tarab, Mezgla, and Zimba Moto. All proceeds go towards the Jogaji Education Development Foundation and the Ghana School Project, two organisations doing community-based work in the African nation. Tickets available online at beatinghearts.brownpeppertickets.com or for $20 at the door. Beating Hearts at the Unza Club, 3 West 8th Avenue, Vancouver. Sponsored by CITR.
Alright! Get ready! Here we go again!
This music, reggae music, is tell the whole world, you know, telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR, featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall, reggae music. On CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. Love of Jack. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guidance. Jah out.
I'm looking at me.
Bless out.
Don't mind on the rhythm and the wine in a ace. Glad I'm up here in a rubber dumb place. Dance out.
Oh. Okay, so we're back. The last track today is going to... Oh, I should announce things that are coming up before we do that. Saturday at Unity Yoga Tea House. That's at the corner of East 10th and Commercial Drive in Vancouver. There will be an Enchant Kirtan gathering that's going to happen at 6 p.m. And it's by donation. So if you want to check out some Kirtan, which is group chanting with instruments, then... it's very casual. Feel free to just show up. That's at 6 p.m. Unity Yoga, 10th and Commercial Drive on this Saturday in Vancouver. And also, there was something else which I'm not remembering. So we'll just play the last track, which is going to be Shyam Ananda Kirtan Mandali from the self-titled release. We played it on one of these kirtans before. It's called this one's called Love and Separation, and it features the Maha Mantra, which is a mantra containing the words Hare Krishna and Rama in a 16-word combination. Krishna and Rama being names for the Supreme, and Hare being a name for the energy of the Supreme. Have yourself a good week until we get a chance to come back and do this again next Thursday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. here on CITR. If you'd like to check out the website, there's all kinds of music for you to listen to, mantraradio.co, and you can also send feedback through the website. It's been a pleasure being here with you today. I hope you enjoyed the music and the chanting. See you next week. Until then, take care. Namaste.
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Station tours start at noon, and we are located on the second floor of the sub.